This week, Burlington Mayor Mura Weinberger celebrated the completion of the first phase of rebuilding the city's 8-mile bike path. After he cut the ribbon near the Lake Champlain shoreline, he discussed a number of initiatives the city is undertaking, including waterfront improvements.
The northern waterfront has been transformed in that we have seen the skate park built, that we are seeing the construction right now, the community sailing center. With any luck, the new marina, the Northern Marina, will also break ground this summer. They are finishing up their permit approvals, and they have their local permit in place. They're finishing up some of their state approvals, so that's getting close. And the last major aspect of this Northern Waterfront transformation is the Moran building. I think we are in far better position to succeed than we have ever been with that very difficult project as a result of all this other investment. And we are continuing to work with this group, this new Moran group. They have retooled their proposal to the city quite dramatically. It is one that now, I am hopeful, is now viable. They also have the right partners at the table now, which has not always been the case the last couple of years. So we are giving this a last shot. We are in negotiations with them, and I am very hopeful you'll see news about this in the next few weeks.
Haven't chatted with you too much lately on the redevelopment of downtown. It looked like the permitting was moving forward with that. How's the progress on that going?
Over the last year, just a little bit more than a year, we have seen major milestones accomplished with that transformation of the downtown. We have seen pre-development agreement between the city and the developer signed about a year ago. We, as a result of that, made a commitment and then got done a change in the zoning that the voters approved in November. Most recently, the developers announced that he has secured financing for the overall project, which is very exciting, and the DRB granted a permit for the project to move forward. There are several appeals and legal challenges that are ongoing, and there's still some uncertainty as a result of exactly when this will start. That is what is standing in the way of the project starting at this point, is the appeals from a small group of people that have been fighting this the whole way and don't want to see it go forward. I am confident that we will ultimately, as we have again and again through this process, prevail, and we will get this incredibly important project for Burlington built. Again, the benefits, the public benefits of this project are enormous. We will see hundreds of new homes created when this project is built. We will see hundreds of new good downtown jobs created by this project. We will see vast new state and city revenues created by this redevelopment effort. We will see the environment improve through a strengthening of our stormwater system that protects Lake Champlain and through the building of high-performance green buildings that where the people living and working in them have a vastly lower climate footprint than their alternatives. So this is a really important project right in line with many of our top goals as a city, and it's important that this project move forward. It has been moving forward. We've got a couple last hurdles to get over, but I'm confident we're going to do that.
Didn't I read that a judge rejected one of the appeals by the opponents?
The environmental court rejected the request from the appellants to put a stay, an injunction in place that would stop any construction. The judge said that he wasn't going to do that and that the project could move forward. And then in addition, the superior court threw out the three of the four counts of complaints about the TIF vote last November that sort of called into question whether that was a proper election. The judge basically made it clear that they were not going to overturn the results of last November's election on these public infrastructure improvements. So it's been a series. You know, all these things are a little wonky, a little technical, but the big point, Pat, is that again and again in recent months we have seen the district commission and now two different courts take steps and move the project closer to being built.
Do you have any new plans to present before the city council over the course of the summer?
We have a lot going on. Something that is before that I've asked the council to approve in the next couple months, and I hope they will, is a proposal that is a new, we're calling it Plan BTV Downtown Code. It is this new zoning ordinance for the entire downtown that would help us implement Plan BTV, essentially, this vision of a Burlington as a more walkable, affordable, sustainable city. It's a compelling vision that involves, infill development within the downtown and waterfront area. We need a new zoning ordinance to implement that vision, and after 2 years of work, that's getting close to adoption.
Last November, Burlington voters approved $50 million in bonds for a 10-year capital plan to improve basic city infrastructure, such as sidewalks, streets, and water mains. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.